Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. Says the Mishnah, Mishahaya Kaslai Samach Lekoisel Chaveri. Someone whose wall was close to the wall of his friend. So let's just say that they're perpendicular and they meet at the corner. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yismachlai, then his friend, he should not put near Koisel Acher another wall, so that now you have three walls, almost like the letter Ches. El Imken Hirchuk Mimenu, unless he moves it away arba amos, at least 4 amos, approximately 7 or 8 feet. And the reason for that is that there should be some space between the two walls, that if a person wants to walk through it, they're able to walk through it. And actually, Rambam teaches us that the reason is because having people walk next to the wall strengthens the actual, compacts the actual land itself, and therefore it makes the wall sturdier. Let's say Reuven comes to build a wall near the windows of his friend Shimon. From the top, from the bottom, or opposing them has to be at least 4 amos, which means to say the following. Let's say Reuven extends his wall on top and makes it higher. Then the halacha is he has to make it at least 4 amos higher than the actual window, so that he shouldn't be able to, you know, just sit by the wall and look into this fellow's house. If he's building a small wall that's lower than the windows of his friend, then he has to make sure that they're at least 4 amos below the window level, so he shouldn't stand on top of the wall and look into the actual windows. Similarly, he also has to move his wall at least 4 amos away from the windows, and the reason for that is so that he shouldn't cause the house to be dark and that the sunlight continue to get into his house. Let's see Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Marchikena sasulam min ashoivach 4 amos. Let's say Reuven has a pigeon house in his courtyard near the wall of his friend, the wall that kind of separates between him and Shimon's courtyard. Now Shimon comes and he wants to put up a ladder in his courtyard. He has to make sure it's at least 4 amos, approximately 8 feet, away from the birdhouse. Why? So that a little tiny animal, some type of rodent that kills birds, shouldn't climb up of the ladder and then jump across into the shoivach, into the birdhouse, and kill the birds that are inside of it. Similarly, if a person comes to build a wall opposite his friend's wall, and on that wall, the wall of his friend is a gutter, so the halacha is he has to move it at least 4 amos from that wall. Why? So there should be place for the fellow who has the wall with the gutter on it to put up a wall, lean a ladder to it, slant it so he can go up and he can fix the gutter. Continues the Mishnah. Person should try to keep a pigeon house at least 50 amos away from the city so that his pigeons shouldn't eat all the people's seedlings from their gardens, or eat anything that's drawing on top of the roofs of the people. A person should not make a birdhouse in his own field, unless there are 50 amos, almost 50 amos, approximately 100 feet in every direction, so that his bird pigeons shouldn't fly out and eat other people's property. Rabbi Huda is more machmir, he's more stringent, and he says, base arbas kurin. A person should not make a pigeon house in his own field unless he has an area that a person could plant 4 kur of grain, 1 kur in each direction. A kur is approximately 30 sa. A kur is a area of 274 amma by 274 amma. So basically 75,000 square ammas. That's the amount of area that has to be around the actual birdhouse. Maloy shegar hayayna, which is the amount that a normal bird is able to fly in one swoop. Fim lakachai, let's say he bought from his friend a birdhouse, the way it was, with the area around it, afilu beis ra'evav, even if there isn't around the actual birdhouse, only enough to plant a quarter of a kav alone, which is 10 amos and a fifth by 10 amos and a fifth, so 104 and a sixth square feet, square amos, harehu b'cheskasei. Then we say the birdhouse is already considered b'cheskasei, which means to say that it's permissible for him to keep the birdhouse the way that it was, because it's already, we continue it in being its chazaka, in its original situation, and we say that the fellow certainly made some kind of understanding with his neighbors, or they forgave him on it, and if the halacha is, he can keep the birdhouse over there. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.